Limerick. Ireland is full of charming little towns and villages. One great place to go and stay is the town of Limerick, which is a traditional town in the south of Ireland. It's got lots of things to see, historical sites and welcoming, friendly people. And of course, there are lots of places to enjoy some of Ireland's fine food and drink. Let's find out more. The people. Without a doubt, the best things about Limerick are the people. The Irish are really friendly in general, but people from Limerick are extra friendly. They're really proud of their corner of Ireland, and if they know it's your first time visiting, they'll make sure you enjoy it. It's a personal thing, so if you're stuck with nothing to do, they'll take you somewhere. Basically, people really want you to enjoy their city. The best place to meet people, or just watch them, is at the market on a Saturday. You'll see some real characters. And you can hear them chatting away, slagging one another, and having a go at each other for fun. And they don't mind if you listen. In fact, they might even bring you into conversation too. Other good places to meet people are at sporting events and some of the pubs in the center town, O'Connell Street. Castles. Now you might want to visit a few places of cultural interest. Top of the list is King John's Castle. This was built about 500 years ago. It was cleaned up recently and open to the public. You can see all sorts of artifacts, and the views up and down the River Shannon are fantastic. Another great place to visit is Bunratty Castle. It's got a large park where you can see how people used to live many hundreds of years ago. Actors sometimes play the parts of different characters, such as priests or farmers, and they show what things people used to do in the village about 500 or 600 years ago. Walking. Limerick is great for walking around, too. It's quite small and it's on a grid, so there are two or three main streets and little ones off of them. The center is quite small and it's a great mixture of businesses, bars, and shops. You'll really enjoy it. There are lots of great walks around Limerick, too. The countryside there is beautiful and really green, and you'll soon see why they call Ireland the Emerald Isle. You can rent boats and take trips up along the River Shannon. You can go for an ice-cold swim in one of the lakes near the city. Finally, if you've read Frank McCourt's book Angela's Ashes or seen the film version, you've got to do the Frank McCourt guided tour. You can see all the places that appear in this book and other books that he's written. The tour includes visits to bars, so it's lots of fun. Ships and bricks. The first thing you notice when you go to Limerick is that all the buildings in the center are the same color, red. In the past few years, there's been a lot of building in Limerick and a lot of development, and all with red bricks. In fact, you can't build anything else but red brick, which gives the city a really nice touch. So, how did this happen? Well, many years ago, ships used to leave Limerick with lots of goods to take to other parts of the world, but very often they would return with nothing. This was bad because the ships were having problems on the sea because of the lack of weight. So, what they used to do was fill the ships up with red bricks from England. Then, when they arrived back to Limerick, they just took all the red bricks off and used them for building. And there you have it, a bit of Limerick history for you. Food and drink. As you're walking around Limerick, you may want to stop for a bit of food or a drink. There are loads of good places to go. Limerick won't let you down. If you want something good to eat, try the Loch Bar. You can sit on the terrace and look over the River Shannon that runs through Limerick. Another great restaurant is the Green Onion down on Patrick Street. This has a great selection of food and drinks at very affordable prices. I recommend a pint of Bulmers. This is a sweet cider, which is great with ice on a hot day. In winter, I recommend a delicious pint of Guinness. Food in Limerick is mostly typical Irish food. The best local dish is Irish stew. This is a kind of thick soup with everything in it, including vegetables and meat. It's great on a cold day as it'll warm you up. Go to Ted's Sports Bar for this. For the really brave amongst you, there is Packet and Tribe. This is a local delicacy. Personally, I don't like it, but you might like to try it. It's made of sheep's stomach and it's filled with lots of other things, but it's better not to ask what. Sport. If you like sport, Limerick is also a great place. There's a strong sporting culture down there. Rugby and soccer are the main sports, but Irish sports, such as hurling and Gaelic football, are also really popular. The summer is best for hurling and Gaelic football, and the autumn and spring are best for rugby and soccer. Nightlife. Finally, there's also a great bar and social life in Limerick. Pubs are usually open from 11 till 1 in the morning. My favorite pub is Max on the Patrick Street. It's got a balcony, and you can have fun looking down on everyone on the ground floor bar. After the pubs close, everyone goes to the nightclubs. The George nightclub is really good. They have theme nights, which are a lot of fun. Friday night is 80s night, Sunday is 90s night, and Thursday is 70s. Shane's advice. Well, that's Limerick for you. I hope you get a chance to go there one day. Just before I go, here's my idea of a great day out in Limerick. You may want to copy it. Go for a nice walk by the river in the morning. Have lunch in one of the bars there. In the afternoon, go to watch some sport and see Limerick people at their best. Around 6 or 7 in the evening, head off to a nice bar such as Nancy Blake's or Finn's, where there's a great atmosphere. Finish off the night in a club such as Auber's. And finally, if you get the chance, go to Limerick for Christmas. It's really beautiful as they do up the city with lights and decorations.